So hello and a very warm welcome to our podcast, Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive, hosted by me, Louise Wiles, and Elizabeth Gillies. And in our podcast, we aim to be a companion for young people when they step out of school, college, into further education or work, and help them thrive in new environments. And we're really excited to both be here today to share details of our new online course, designed to support students starting university this autumn in the UK. And I'm here together with Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi there.
So the course is called Thrive in Your Transition to University. And we'll tell you more about where to go to buy it later in the podcast. But first, we want to share why we've created it, what it aims to do, and share a quick overview of the content. So we know around this time of the summer, students are warming up to receive their exam results and confirm their university places this summer. Or maybe they're returning from gap years abroad or years working to earn money for their uni experience. Wherever they are in this phase, they're probably beginning to think about this university start in autumn. And this really marks the beginning of a new and exciting journey for them, one that's going to lead to greater academic and personal independence, and hopefully a lot of fun and learning along the way. So making the choice to go to university is step one. And now students, having made that choice, will want to make the choice work for them. And this course is all about supporting them to make a success of the transition from their current life to the new one that's waiting for them at university. So what is our inspiration for developing this course? Well, Elizabeth, I'm going to ask you to share a bit of your work and inspiration for doing what we're doing right now.
Thanks, Louise. And you know, in some ways that's a really simple question, and in others it's quite a complicated one, because if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know that Louise and I both have a career of change within us, in that we've moved different places, we've moved to different things, we've been through lots of kind of changes in our life. And so change is one of those things that we kind of see, that's the way we look at the world through kind of this lens. And in my work as an educational psychologist, really over the years, I've worked with people, lots of changes in and around education, about coming into school, moving between schools, that primary, secondary transition, and then, of course, that big transition out of education. And I think recently what I've witnessed is a lot of kind of struggle around making that move from school into the wider world, particularly at university, where it's so different. And there's a part of me that thinks school are preparing their young people well academically for this change, but not necessarily in other ways too. And it's some of the flavour we've got, hasn't it, Louise, when we've been talking to young people about this move to university in particular, them feeling like, I don't know how to quite to do it. I haven't got all the answers to it. And so, you know, this big life change that they're making, we want to remind students that it's both exciting and challenging. And, you know, from our experience, we know that they've got lots of mixed feelings about this move to university. And really in the course, our aim is to make them feel as best prepared for this new step into this new change, reminding them that they've been through changes before. And to think about just a little thing that Naomi said to us, you know, we like to use some quotes from students that we've interviewed, but she'd said, like, prior to starting uni, you know, she'd heard that that university experience could be tough, but she didn't think it'd affect her. And to her surprise, it did. And she suggested to us that one of the things that people need to think about is setting what she would call, and you likely would as well, creating and setting realistic expectations about the experience and how that could help you. And it's something that in module two of our program that we've really talk a lot about. And also, you know, it's not, our course isn't just, you know, just based on kind of talking with students. We want it to be based in evidence that's around us and research. And there was some recent research from the Sybil Student Mental Health Survey in 2024, so recent, saying that 44% of students found this transition from school, college to university hard. So it's maybe about half of them are saying, yeah, this is a tricky thing to do. So we know it's not plain sailing for all students. And we want to kind of help them as best we can in this kind of process.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I remember, you know, Rafi, who's another of our podcast guests, a student, she talked a lot about the mixed emotions she felt about leaving home and found it was easy to catastrophize, you know, before arriving at university. And I think we've heard this from a lot of students as well, you know, where you're thinking about all the what ifs. You know, I can think back to students I know and I've heard in their conversations, you know, what if I don't meet anyone that I like initially? What if I get a horrible bedroom? What if, you know, we can think all of these what ifs up. We want to help students to manage that and to address those what ifs and the ups and downs of the transition experience. And that's something we address in module one, where we talk a lot and encourage students to think about the experience of transition, the experience of leaving and arriving somewhere new. And going back to that survey that Elizabeth just mentioned, the Sybil Student Mental Health Research Survey, that found that students worried about making friends, with 1 in 3 students saying they were worried about making friends in the first year on a daily or weekly basis. Now, we know from our interviews with students that that's something that's uppermost in their minds in those early days and weeks. And we address the whole subject of making friends in Module 5. And of course, we can't make friends for them, for students, but hopefully we can provide some ideas and support and make it not seem such a, you know, massive challenge, although recognising that it does take time. And we do talk about that. And the same research also found that 1 in 3 students said that they were completely or somewhat unprepared for the new course of study. And, you know, in some ways, that's probably not surprising, because we all know that university study and the way in which students study is quite different from the way they study in school or college for A-levels and or BTECs or, you know, whatever they're doing. It's kind of a lot more independent learning, a lot more self-motivated learning. And we certainly help students to think about this, think about their course and their approach and organisation for their studies in modules 2 and 5 of this course.
And of course, as well as, you know, that structure of what the academic stuff at university is going to be like, we know that students' well-being worsens often during that start of university, and there's some research around that saying about a third of students felt their well-being had worsened. And that kind of really hit me hard when I read that, because, you know, it's often a time where, you know, people are being told, oh, it's going to be great, you're going to have a great experience, and then for a lot of people they're struggling with it. How hard is that? And, you know, homesickness we know is a challenge for a lot of students. And one of our interviewees, Maya, said in her conversation with us that she also didn't realise how hard it would be leaving home, that she knew it was a mix of fun, but there was a lot of stress with it as well. And so in Module 4, we do quite a kind of strong focus on well-being and how students can support themselves in, you know, that time, what they can do. Of course, we're going to be saying there's lots of support at university for them to kind of link into, and at the same time there's things that they can do to support themselves too. Maya also told us that school helped on getting her into university, but not helped on her being there. So that stepping stone in, but what kind of student did you want to be? What kind of things that you kind of were looking forward to and aiming to do there? And I think that's one of the things that we aim to do in our course, is help them thrive in a new environment, thinking about how they want to be and what they want to be doing. And we know that starting an online course like this at this new life stage, or even just before it, is also a transitional experience for students. So that going back into thinking about all these topics that will be useful for them will be a new experience too. And we have to understand that doing anything new is going to be a bit hard, as new things often are. And also we want to remind students that starting university with little or no preparation will also be hard. So a question we can ask is, what hard do you want to choose? Do you want to kind of do the hard stuff before you go and prepare yourself? We're not going to say perfectly, but as well as possible, as much as possible. Or do you want to do it when you're there in this new environment? So it's a challenging question for you. Like, you know, do it now or you'll have to do it later. You'll have to do it at some point.
That's absolutely true. And so the aim of the course is to encourage students to think about this transition experience and how they can best help themselves. And we recognise that everyone comes to this course with different life experiences and cultural backgrounds. And we do not intend to tell them how to do things. Our aim is to offer insight, helpful tools and frameworks, and encourage students through the work they do in the playbooks that accompany every module to reflect on their own personal experiences, circumstances and vision for university and build their own personal transition blueprint. And as Elizabeth just said, you know, there are likely to be lots of people supporting as students move to university. Of course, there's all the support that's provided at university through tutors and wellbeing teams and so on. But they've also got their friends and family at home. And so this course really represents just one source and one way to get support for this transition. And we encourage students throughout to build connections and links to other sources of support and build that into their transition plan as well.
Yeah. So when we kind of take a little bit of a dive into the course, then the first thing that we ask students to do is to complete what we're calling a change checklist, where you'd rate your readiness for this move into university. And our aim in creating this checklist was to encourage students to develop a transition muscle, right? And prepare for the upcoming move to university. As with any exercise or going to the gym, you have to know where it's good to start from and build up and on from there. And we hope the checklist gives students an opportunity to identify a kind of starting point for them. There'll be no rights or wrong answers. They'll assess how familiar they are with the topics contained in each module. And of course, that's going to vary from person to person and will be personal to each student. So it's something that's going to be your starting point. And each section of the checklist will relate to the five modules in the programme. And the five modules are module one, which is the launch pad. Module two is about thinking destination, so about that university experience. Module three is about change and you. A little bit about, we're taught there about mindset and about your mindset around change. Module four, there's the big one, and well-being. And module five will be packing for success, what you need to take with you. And we're going to be talking about packing different kinds of things. So the checklist will give the students their start point and give them a sense of the content of each module. And we hope it will inspire them to get involved in the course content. And it goes without saying that will be some things that will be familiar to you as students and some things that you don't know yet. We know many students have mixed feelings about going to uni, and that's common and normal. Starting university is certainly a big leap, especially if it's the first time they've lived away from home. And it's also, we're going to remind you, it's an exciting time too. And we want to help students set themselves up for a great start. And of course, that doesn't mean that there won't be surprises. And as they work through the course, you know, you'll hear us talk about being adaptable and flexible. This course isn't about saying this is the way you're going to do it and how you're going to get it all right. It's about setting yourself up well and checking in with yourself. Things won't always go to plan. Being prepared for the unexpected and ready to make adjustments will all be an essential part of this experience.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. I think sometimes for students, you know, at this stage in the educational process, if you're coming straight from school or college, you know, you're used to finding the right answer. And yeah, we're not promising to provide the right answer here. We're asking you to think about what's right for you. And that's an important distinction to make. So let's take a few minutes to provide an outline of the course for you. We've kind of touched on it, but let's give you a bit more detail about it. So in addition to this introductory module that Elizabeth just described with the checklist, there are these six modules, the five that I've mentioned above, and then module six, which is all about pulling everything together into a student's, your own personal transition blueprint. And we'll tell you more about that in a moment. So university, we know, is a new experience, and we know students can and often do experience those mixed emotions, you know, that excitement and curiosity mixed with feeling uncertain, unsure. And this is totally normal. As we said, this is something new, and those feelings are often associated with new beginnings. So we provide a framework to help students best support themselves through these times of uncertain transition in Module 1, which is called Launchpad, Understanding Transition, Endings and New Beginnings. And it aims to help you process and think through those endings and new beginnings. You know, once students have decided on a university and course, they're going to have expectations about the course and the experience of university life. So if you're listening to this as a student, you know, perhaps pause for a moment and just think, what are your expectations? Have you thought about that? And what kind of vision do you have in your mind? You know, we all have ideas, don't we, about what the future might look like. What's going through your mind at this moment? What do you hope to do and learn and achieve from this overall experience? I think it's really helpful to take some time to think about this. It's all about, as Naomi said, taking time to set realistic expectations. So module two, thinking destination, mapping your university journey, helps you think about this, helps students think about this. And in it, we introduce the wheel of university life to help students consider the full picture of uni life. Nope, we're not only focusing on the academics, it's a much more broader vision than that. You know, we know change can be a scary word sometimes. You know, as humans, we love to feel a sense of control in our lives. I guess we also like the thought of adventure too. So we're kind of a bit mixed up there, aren't we? So we like the chance of doing something new, but we also like to feel that we're in control of that something new. And that's part of the reason why new beginnings can be so challenging. And, you know, this isn't the only and the first change students will have been through. You know, we've all been through multiple periods of change in our lives, and so have students. And so it's really useful to acknowledge the knowledge and skills of the change-ready mindset that we already have, that we've developed through these previous experiences, and identify what that learning is, and then use that to support us in this new experience. So module three is helping students to think about change and then create a personal change survival guide for themselves. Now, in the introduction, we mentioned that some students felt their well-being declined after university, and we acknowledged that change can challenge our sense of well-being. I'm sure if you reflect on periods of change in your life, you can think about, you know, elements of that change experience that were exciting and that boosted your well-being, and then perhaps times when it was a little bit more challenging and perhaps you struggled a bit. And so there's a lot we know that students can do to support their well-being. And so module four is devoted to that. It's all about investing in well-being, looking after you in times of change. And we provide two great frameworks and lots of ideas to help students do that in very simple ways. We're not talking about complexity here. It's simple steps students can take to make a difference in their everyday lives. So the weeks we know leading up to starting university are busy. I've got two daughters at uni, and I know what those times are like, particularly when they're moving into first year. There's lists galore all over the place. And of course, there's things like those IKEA shops. You know, there are loads of practical things to sort, organise. Students are probably also thinking about the social side of this new experience too. So module five is all about packing for success, ready, set, go. It's packed full of practical ideas that support students as they make their plans and prepare. You know, we're not defining it for them. We're making suggestions, giving ideas, and they can cherry pick what they think resonates most with them and use that. And it may spark other thoughts as well that we haven't included as well. We don't pretend this is absolutely comprehensive. That's definitely not the case. For example, in the financial module, we're very much pointing people and directing people to other resources to build their financial awareness and knowledge around the university experience.
Yeah. And I think with all of that as well, Louise, we're signposting people, students, to listen to the podcast and hear what real students have said and the wisdom and things that they've shared with them or they wish they'd known when before they went into kind of first year. So it's just good to hear other people's experience and be open to, well, how am I going to make the best of this, really? And, you know, our overall goal for students on the course is for them to end up with this, what we're calling a personal transition blueprint. It's personal because we all cope with change differently. It's personal because it represents their plan for a smoothish transition. Mm-hmm. It forms the basis for supporting them, and we're going to say in this and also future transitions. Because if you get the hang of change and you know what it is and you know how you to do it well, this is a life skill. And in module 6, it's called Primed for Success, is all about creating this document using your personal reflections from the entire course to draw up the transition blueprint. And we're kind of going to bring it all together in that last module so that it's a living document that can be used to support yourself, but also develop further as students kind of go through other periods of change and transition, like into second year, like going on a work placement or a language placement. It's going to really focus on, you know, helping students think about what the successes are for them, about what their learning is, about lessons and tips for riding the waves of this and any future change or transition. And so why have we developed the course with this mix of practical content and more reflective content about transition, change and well-being? Well, I think there's a natural tendency just to focus on the practical stuff. You know, like Louise said, you know, it's about going to the shops, IKEA, whatever, and buying all those things. And of course, that's an important preparation to make yourself feel, yeah, I've got the stuff I need. However, we'd say you need to also encourage students and have conversations and dialogues with them to give maybe as equal or maybe not even, maybe more about change and well-being, you know, those modules 1, 3, and 4, because there are building blocks for understanding about change. And if you know these things, it'll help you in those, oh gosh, what am I doing moments? You know, they'll really kind of resonate with you then to know, actually, this is a change experience I'm going through. It'll help students make sense of their emotional journey and why change can be challenging, why there are good days and bad days, and the valuable skills they can develop to support themselves and maybe even their friends during these times.
Yeah, such an important point there, Elizabeth, about, you know, being prepared and being able to interpret, I guess, those different emotional responses to this change experience, which can be quite varied. And if you're not prepared for them, perhaps a little bit concerning. And if you know it's all part of the picture, then helpful. So let me tell you a little bit about some more practical aspects of this programme. You know, the first thing is, and the really important thing, and I think we've touched on it before, there are no right or wrong answers. So, you know, this is all about students being curious and watching the content, reflecting on the content, and then taking what resonates most with them and using that. And then they still have access to this content here going forward into the future. So, you know, if they are sitting at uni in week 6, feeling a little bit sort of low, well, then there's content that they can look at. If they are thinking about their well-being, they can go back and look at that. So it's stuff that they can return to. It's a continued support system in that sense. And this is about preparing for the transition to university life. But we know that some people choose to live at home while studying. In fact, our most recent episode on the Successful Student Transitions podcast, episode 96, is exactly that, about a student who chose to stay at home while studying. And a lot of this content is still relevant to them, even if you're not moving physically to university as such. Because even when you're starting to study at a different institution, you're embarking on a change. You know, it's a new start. If you listen to episode 96, you'll hear Corinne talk about, you know, having to make new friends in this new learning environment and working a lot out for herself and moving to this sort of more independent learning. And of course, everyone's going to face times of change and transition in the future, and this course helps people to prepare for that as well. All the content is accessible for students to view at their own speed. You know, we know that people work in different ways. Some people like to sit down and consume great big chunks in one sitting. Others like to do it in little bits. So we've designed it so you can make that choice for yourself. Each video is pretty short. I think one of the maximum length videos we have is about 8 minutes. The rest are significantly shorter than that. So it can be really chunked down to small, accessible content time slots, or people can sit and do it in bigger chunks. And we've talked about reflection and students reflecting on the content themselves. Well, they do that through using the playbooks that we've developed to connect with each module. And so each module has a series of video presentations and accompanying playbook. And we have reflection pauses where students are encouraged to go and just write their reactions and their notes for themselves, all totally for themselves, not to be seen by anyone else. It's their own thinking, their own work.
It all sounds great, doesn't it?
It does, isn't it? Yeah. I'm going to do it myself.
Now, of course, we know that some students will, you know, come into this kind of learning with us, and it'll be a straightforward experience and hopefully an enjoyable process as they prepare well for this kind of next stage in their life. And we also know that we all respond to change differently. And for that reason, some people might find different aspects more or less challenging. Because periods of change and transition in life, as we've said, can lead us to feel uncertain and unsure. And this is all part of the parcel of the experience. And we'll cover more of this in detail in the course modules. And we would like to say, if you are a student and you do find yourself struggling and you need some support, either with the content or whatever else is going on, in the course, we're going to provide a list of resources and ideas. And we're also going to say, reach out to us, because we might be able to put you in the right direction. Maybe some things will be kind of straightforward to say, this is what you need to do here. Some things might be a bit more complicated. So we hope there's a nice kind of support system around the course as well. There'll be resources within it that you can contact. And also Louise and I read the emails. So if you email us about something, or if you leave feedback on our podcast, we do read it.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's just finish with some just practical insights into sort of how the course actually operates. I think it's important to say the course can be accessed through whatever tech you most prefer. So if you want to access it via your phone or iPad, you can do that through an app. You can use your desktop computer, laptop, whatever. And if it's an iPad or a phone, there's a handy Sincero app, which is the sort of platform that we use to present the program through. And you can go and download that free from the App Store. And then you have the course on your little phone or iPad, and you can just dip in and out as you feel. And there are links in the module notes for all of that. So no need to worry about that at this stage. And we'll give clear guidance as to how to do all of that. And I think we've mentioned the rest. So just finally to say, who's presenting the course? Well, no surprises here. It's me, Louise, Elizabeth, and also Becky, a third year university student. Well, actually fourth year, in the sense that she's just had a placement year and about to go into her final year at university. So she has very kindly agreed to participate and to present some of the content with us. So we really hope that this has sparked your interest to learn more about the course. And if that's the case, then please go and take a look at the sales page. It is at successfulstudenttransitions.com/transition course. So I'll say that again, successfulstudenttransitions.com/transition course. And at the moment, we're offering a £50 discount for the first 100 signups. And so that will make the course a price of £97 plus VAT, which we think is incredible value for all that it contains.
And a last word for me, if you're a student and you'd like to be interviewed on our podcast, please get in touch too. We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, yes, because what we want to do is build a great library of student voices, sharing experiences and insights. That will be a fantastic resource for future students.
So if you have any questions about the course, then please email us at support@successfulstudenttransitions.com. Or complete the contact form on the sales page. And you can find the sales page at successfulstudenttransitions.com/transition course. So that's successfulstudenttransitions.com/transition course. And, you know, we're really happy to arrange a 10-minute call to share more about the course, if that would be of interest to you and help you make a more informed decision about whether it's right for you or not. So thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to supporting you as you prepare for your exciting move to university. We'll be back soon with the next episode, episode 99. Can't quite believe that we're nearly hitting that 100 episode mark. And on that note, there's loads and loads of content designed to support you in this move to university. So go and take a look at all the back episodes on the Successful Student Transitions podcast. And please share with friends if you find it helpful, and help us spread the word about the podcast, the resources, and the support that we offer. Thanks so much for listening today. We'll be back soon. Bye-bye for now.
And now for the legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information in this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.